This is my second lesson on the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. We know that the Scriptures are filled with evidence that this is still to remain in the church until the rapture. How is it that some people, when they read of the evidence in the New Testament of the Holy Spirit being for us today, do not believe it, and then others read the same thing and believe it? Maybe the Scriptures can give us some insight onto how differently some people respond to the same thing. In John chapter 10 and verse 23, when Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch, there came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long doeth you make us to doubt? If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe me not. The works which I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. Jesus told them, I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do are evidence that I do these in my Father's name, but you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. And verse 20 tells us that many of them said, He had a devil and is mad. Why are you listening to him? But others who had seen and heard the same things that these doubters said, These are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? It is possible for a group of people to read the Scriptures. They would get different interpretations. They would get different meanings from the Scripture. Most all preachers today read the same thing. They studied the same book. They get their sermons from the same book. But they do not all preach the same gospel. For instance, when speaking in tongues, we see that some say that it's of the devil. Others say it's of God. John MacArthur tells us that it is indeed of the devil. John MacArthur said, and I am going to quote from his written sermon that is right before me. He said, when we come to the Corinthian situation, we find they had counterfeited the real gift and substituted a pagan, ecstatic kind of speech, which was the counterfeit. They had let the entire mask of the satanic system that existed in their society infiltrate the church. And so Satan's smokescreen to cloud the true work of the Holy Spirit in the early church were phony revelations, phony visions, and phony tongues. Then he goes on to say, I'm afraid that that's what has happened today in the Pentecostal movement, just a reproduction of exactly what happened in the Corinthian church. The church, he says, because of a deadness and because of years of ignorance of the true work of the Holy Spirit, the people in the church began to reach out and to want to feel God and to sense reality. And Satan's counterfeit came flooding in the door. And that's what's happening now in the Pentecostal churches. It's simply Corinth revisited. The wild frenzy of the Greek paganism became madness in the Corinthian church. They, like the pagans, no doubt, uttered their ecstatic speech with foaming lips and streaming hair. The notion that the gift of tongues on the day of Pentecost were so that the disciples could minister to all those strangers in Jerusalem from all corners of the earth is false. It's not true. It is not only opposed by every tradition and statement of early Christian history. Since the devout Jews that were in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost were bilingual, they could all speak Arabic, Greek, and Hebrew. Therefore, there was no need that anyone should speak in their language in order to communicate with them. So what was it? It was evidence that what was happening was the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.